Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Badd.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave.
Ruff, ruff. You sound like a dog.
Yeah, well, there's probably a dog that lives there inside me somewhere.
What's the story going to be about?
Oh, it's going to be about a great gift.
Ooh, I like presents.
Yeah, everyone likes presents.
What is the gift?
Well, I have to tell you the story.
Huh. Okay, are you going to start it now?
Yeah, do you want to help me?
Yeah, okay. I can help you with this story. I like helping.
Okay, all right then. So this story comes from India.
Ooh. We've had a lot of stories from different places tonight.
Yeah. We had an Aesop fable story that comes from Greece. That's an ancient Greek story. And we had a story from West Africa. And now we're going to go to India.
Ooh.
And in this story, there was a king.
Oh, did he live in a castle?
He did. He lived in a castle and he had four daughters.
Oh, that's a lot of daughters.
Yep, four daughters.
No sons.
No sons, four daughters. And one day, the king was called away.
Where'd he have to go?
Oh, he had to go far, 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 far away. And he was going to be gone for a long time.
Why?
He had to go and visit his friend.
Oh, who was his friend?
A bat lamb. Are you helping?
Yeah, I'm just curious about what's happening.
All right, okay.
I'm getting you to elaborate for detail.
Okay, all right. So you're going to go see his friend who was not very well, maybe. That's a good reason to go to a friend. Says it a friend, isn't it?
Yeah, because people like to have visitors when they don't feel well.
Yeah, but his friend lived a long, long, long way away, and it was a long time ago, so there was no fast way to get there, so it was going to take the king a long time. So he called his four daughters together.
What were their names?
What were their names? Princess number one, princess number two, princess number three, and princess number four.
Well, that wasn't very inventive, was it? Why didn't they have nice names?
Okay, well, what kind of names would you like them to have, Bat Lamb?
Daphne.
Daphne? Oh, yeah, what? Okay, let's give them flower names. Okay, there was Daphne. She was the oldest.
Yeah.
And then there was, Bluebell.
Bluebell, okay. Daphne, Bluebell.
Tulip.
Tulip.
Yeah, that's nice.
And,
Rose.
Rose!
Okay, all right. Their names were Daphne, Bluebell, Tulip, and Rose. They looked like a bouquet when they stood together.
You're being silly.
Oh, all right, okay. So he called his four daughters together, and he said, "Oh, my daughters, I must take a long journey, and I will be gone for maybe 1 year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years.
Where did his friend live?
Far, 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 far away. It's not like it is now. People couldn't just jump in aeroplanes, Bat Lamb, and go to places. It took a long time to get places.
Okay.
So I'm going to give each one of you a special gift.
Oh, here we go. We're going to find out what the gift is.
And you can imagine his daughters were very, very, you know, excited, just like you, Bat Lamb, about getting a special gift.
Yeah, really excited. Yeah.
And they held out their hands and their father said, "Now, I want you to take good care of this gift. And when I come home, I will ask to see it again. And when I come back home, I am going to make a decision who is going to be the next ruler, the queen, because I'm getting to be a very old king."
Oh, so like one of the princes is going to become the queen.
Yeah, that's right.
And it all depends on what they do with the gift.
Well, yeah. So they got their hands out like that, and the king gave them,
oh, I know, necklaces.
No, he didn't give them necklaces.
Oh, I know, pretty crowns.
No, not pretty crowns.
Oh, what about skateboards?
Skateboards? I'm not even sure if there were skateboards in India a long time ago.
Okay.
He gave them all a grain of rice.
What?
What?
One grain of rice? What kind of prison is that?
Well,
was it magic rice?
I don't think so. I think it was just like, you know, rice.
Oh, gee. That must have been a bit of a letdown.
Well, wouldn't you like to get a piece of rice?
Not really. Much rather have a skateboard.
All right, well, they got a piece of rice each. And off their father said, and there were many tears because he was going to be gone for a long time. And the first princess, what was her name again?
Daphne.
Okay, Daphne. She looked at piece of rice and she thought, you know, this must be a very special piece of rice. Otherwise, my father wouldn't have given it to me. So I'm going to take it to the jewelers and I'm going to get them to dip it in gold.
It's going to hurt when she eats it.
No, she's not going to eat it. She's going to put it on a necklace. And I'm going to wear it every single day and think of my father.
Well, I guess that's nice. Kind of unusual to wear rice, but I guess so. All right, she turned hers into a golden necklace. All right, what did number two do?
What was her name, Bat Lamb?
It was Bluebell.
Bluebell, okay. Bluebell said, ah. She also thought this must be a very special piece of rice. She said, I am going to make a little bag. I'm going to sew it myself and I'm going to put the little piece of rice in it and I am going to put it under my pillow and I am going to dream of my father every night.
Oh, that's sweet. Is that like that story of the princess and the pea, but this is the princess and the piece of rice?
Oh, no, it's a little bit different, this story.
What about Tulip?
The third princess, Tulip, she looked at that piece of rice and she thought, oh, I don't know, my dad must be going crazy. What did he give me this piece of rice for?
Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
And she threw it out the window. She thought, I'm just going to get another piece of rice when he comes back. I mean, it's just a piece of rice. How's dad going to tell the difference?
And what about the last princess?
Rose. Well, she sat there and she looked at that piece of rice and she thought and she thought and she thought and she thought. And then...
what was the idea?
Well, we'll just have to wait to find out because 1 year, 2 years, 3 years passed and finally... one day, as the four princesses looked out the window, who did they see coming home? It was
Dad! It was Dad! He was coming home! The king's coming home! Yay!
That's right. And, oh, there was much hugging and kissing, even lots of tears of happiness.
Oh, tears of happiness. I love tears of happiness.
And after they'd had a good catch-up and a nice big meal, because no doubt Dad was pretty hungry after his travelling. The king said to them, now, can you show me your gift that I gave you before I left? And the first princess,
Daphne,
yep, she took off her necklace and she held it out. She said, look, Father, I knew that this must be a very special piece of rice. And so I had it dipped in gold and I have worn it around my neck every single day since you have been gone.
Aww.
And the second princess.
That is Bluebell.
Yes, Bluebell. She pulled out her little bag that she'd sewn herself and she said, Father, I put my piece of rice in this bag and I put it under my pillow and I slept on it every night and I dreamt of you. And the king said, aww.
Yeah, aww.
And luckily, the third princess,
Tulip.
Yep, Tulip. On her way up to see her dad, she'd popped into the kitchen and she got herself another piece of rice. And she said, oh, here it is. I've been keeping that safe for you, Dad. There you go. You can have it back. king said, "Oh, thank you very much." And then he turned to his youngest daughter, Rose, and he said, "Rose, can you give me the gift that I gave you 3 years ago?" And she said, "No, I'm sorry, Father, I can't."
She lost it! She was thinking so much that she forgot where she put it, and now she hasn't got it anymore. Oh, no! She's not going to pick her.
She said, "Well, no, I can't show it to you, Father, because after you gave me that piece of rice, I sat and I thought about what you had given me for a very long time. And I thought, why would my father give me a piece of rice? And then I realized that what I was looking at
was a piece of rice."
"No," she said, "what I was looking at was a seed."
"What? It's a piece of rice."
"Yes, but a piece of rice is a part of a plant. It's the seed of the... It's a kind of grass that grows in, well, a lot of it grows in sort of quite watery conditions. Pete and I went to see a rice paddy when we were in Malaysia. Lots of them, actually. Awesome. We're going to have a go at growing rice. And I realized it was a seed."
"Okay."
"And that, what happens when you plant seeds, Bat Lamb?"
"If you're lucky, they grow."
That's what she thought. She thought, "I could plant this seed and it would grow more rice." So that's what I did. I planted it, and it grew into a rice plant, and I had a handful of rice when I harvested it. And I thought, well, if I plant this handful of rice, I will have lots of rice plants. And so the next year, I planted all those, and I had even more rice seed. And look out the window," and she pointed outside, and when her father looked out the window, he could see a great big rice paddy filled with lots and lots of rice plants and swaying in the wind with their lovely big seedy heads full of rice to eat.
"Oh, that's magic!"
"Yeah, and can you guess who he decided would be the queen of what had been his kingdom?"
"Well, I don't think it was Tulip. The one who threw the rice away. And then she went and got one from the kitchen. I don't think she was very honest."
"No, she wasn't the most filial of daughters, was she? No, no. And it wasn't...
Daphne or Bluebell."
"No, he picked Rose. He said, because you, my daughter, are a deep thinker and a visionary. And you've taken the gift that I've given you and you've grown it into something that can be shared, and that's the kind of leader that my people need." And that is the story from India of the four grains of rice.
Ah, so it wasn't such a bad present after all.
No, I love getting seeds for presents. In fact, I just noticed that I had a few packets of seeds here.
Oh, what do you got?
Well, I've been planting lots of seeds because it's this time of year. Look, I've got carrots.
Oh, I love carrots.
And watermelons.
I love watermelons. Oh, carrots and watermelons. What a great combination.
Yeah, there's two different types of watermelons there. So,
what about rice?
Well, I told you, Pete and I are going to have a go at trying to grow some rice.
Well, give it a go.
Yeah, in the glass house. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if you can grow a whole lot of rice on Waiheke, but we'll find out. You don't know if you don't try, do you?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, maybe someone will pick you to be a queen.
Yeah, the queen of stories, Bat Lamb.
Yeah.
And time flies when you're having stories, and our time together has just about come to an end.
Oh.
Yeah, and I know that some of you will be out celebrating a funny upside down Halloween. It's really our Beltane, our spring festival at the moment. But maybe a great way to celebrate is by going to plant some seeds. You can make a spring garden.
Good idea.
That'd be a good way to celebrate, wouldn't it?
Spring is the best time for that.
Spring is the best time.
Yeah! I've got a lot of spring in me. Spring! 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 Oh, look at me.
Okay, that's coming.
What am I doing again?
Okay.
Gambling.
Gambling.
Gambling. I'm gambling.
Only lambs gamble.
Only lambs gamble. That's only something you can do, Bat Lamb.
Okay, well, I'm going to go off and gamble now.
All right. Okay. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
We'll see you later.
See you next month.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.